Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx Speaker, Performance Enhancement Expert, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 58 countries, such as the U.S., India, Canada, France, Australia, Belgium, and Panama. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformations. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that changed our lives and how we use these to help transform others and elevate their lives as well. Now, you can listen to us live at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, but we are at a special time today, live at noon Eastern. Join our Facebook group community, Life Transformation Radio Community. You can subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, and the Google Play Music app. On the show are entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, podcasters, authors, and other amazing people who are impacting the world around them. And my guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for any of the guests that I bring on the show, this is a live show, so you can call in at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. So please help me welcome to the show, Yvonne Larson. What's going on, Yvonne?
Oh, my goodness. Well, what's going on? It's the 4th of July. Hello. Like, this is
right? You know,
such a great day. We're going to have so much fun this evening. Fireworks is, like, something I love, love, love every single year, doing that whole thing and being with friends and family. It's so super awesome. I'm sure you have
Absolutely.
Some great with your kids.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be amazing. So if you're ready, let's dive right in.
Let's do this.
So this episode is titled Play to Win with Yvonne Larson. So I met today's guest, known as Vitality Vixen, at the New Media Summit last September in San Diego. Her energy exudes joy, play, and healing, which filled the entire room at the conference. I wanted to know more about where all the vitality came from and charisma came from. And through getting to know her story, I found out that it comes from her mission, which is to transform the conversation around suicide from one of silence, disgrace, and shame to one of transparency, reverence, and compassion. She believes the root cause of the increasing suicide rates is that we have become so enmeshed in the hustle and crushing it that we have lost our ability to live a life of fulfillment. She believes that play creates the congruence and balance our lives are lacking. She has several vehicles for sharing her healing and loves such as singing, writing, mentoring, and intuitive body work, to name a few. And she is always looking for the next great adventure to make an even greater impact on the lives of those she serves. For those of you who care about titles, Yvonne is the master massage therapist and a Reiki master known as the neck work expert. She invented her very own technique called the brain activator massage. Now, I've heard that this thing is the new hotness. That's what I want you all to know, that this is the new hotness. And will increase your brain capacity by like 20% or something. So after 17 years of coaching, she holds 5 master level certifications as a life coach, executive coach, NLP practitioner, which I love, love, love NLP, time dynamics practitioner, and a hypnotherapist. So look out, because she might be working herself into your brain a little bit. This unique combination of skills and training, her brand transformational body work is in high demand. You can get her free gift, get your vitality back in the free 10-video Get More Energy series at her website, thevoiceofvitality.com/energy. In the show notes, all of the links, her podcast, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, all of the links are there. So check her out, look at the links, and connect with her. So after all that, holy crap, you sound like freaking amazing, right? I mean, doing a whole bunch of stuff. And yeah, I definitely love the NLP. That type of work is very, very fascinating.
Oh my gosh, just absolutely changed like my life. Like, I know that on your show, you take people through the process of like why they do what they do and how they got there, the transformation that they went through. And like NLP was absolutely one of the turning points that made such a significant difference for me. So I know we'll get into that, but
Oh yeah. Perfect. So let's start off with the first question. You already kind of hit on it a little bit. So what is your why? You know, do you have a deep why for what you do? Why did you decide to do what you do now?
Right. I would say that, you know, in life, there's a why, there's a motivation behind everything that you do. So, you know, you can have like your big why, and then you can have all of your smaller whys. And why I became a healer is different from why I am now pursuing the podcast, the Play to Win podcast. So I want to actually lead with, you know, where I'm going now, and maybe circle back to talk about how and why I became the healer that I am. Specifically when it comes to the Play to Win podcast, the why behind that is that I have been in the last 20 years as a massage therapist, I've attracted to overachievers, like high producing people, you know, big thinkers, change makers, influencers, to my business. And the type of work that I do with people, they, as they're working with me, they're so transparent, and they share with me things that, I mean, I don't know why it's happened to me ever since I was 9 years old. I don't know what this gift is, you know, how I got this blessing, but they share things that they ordinarily wouldn't share with other people, you know, their breaking points and so on and so forth. So it's like I have been making a difference for them in that way, but I'm surrounded with that kind of individual. And during the course of the last 20 years, I've actually lost a handful, you know, around 5 individuals to suicide. And, you know, exactly. And I know this is something that's like near and dear to your heart that you speak about, that you and I have in common about, you know, a mission.
Yeah.
Because when this happened for these individuals, I was beside myself. I thought, these are incredible people. They have incredible knowledge and skill sets and tools and resources. How did they get here? And, you know, very recently, we just talked to extraordinarily successful people, Anthony Bourdain, Faith, and, you know, once again, top of their game, you know, big producer, and then how did they get where they're getting? And so my why was like, I began asking that question, and in the process of my own life taking me on twists and turns, you know, found myself in a very similar place, and, you know, I went through my own deep, dark place around this whole thing. But I want to point to this, once again, the Play to Win podcast. Like, why am I naming that, right? I came up with this after, like, I mean, I've been working on this since, like, last September. So many different iterations. What I'm trying to put out there. But it really needed, for me, it needed to put first the two things that are my core values. And that is play and congruency. And I believe that the congruency is the key to allowing people to have both play and winning in their life. Now, there's a ton of podcasts out that are about achieving and goals and how to and maximizing and effectiveness and grinding and hustling and crushing and all of these things. So, like, we are not low on how to achieve success. What I believe is the problem is we are not focused on the play side, the art of fulfillment. Why that is an art is that each of us has our own internal guidance system, our own wisdom, our own dreams, desires, and all of that, and needs. And because it's specific to each individual, we've been instilled with those things, you know, through birth, what we're put here on the planet to do. Every one of us has a very different and special purpose.
Right.
And if we ignore that and we're always, you know, pushing through and producing results with never calibrating that, I believe, is where the problem comes in. And I'm sure that you can attest to that as well, because my big tie-in into your world is that the U.S. Air Force, I think this is going to blow your mind. I think this is going to blow your
mind. Okay. I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So the highest leading cause of death for active duty men in the Air Force is suicide, 47.5%.
Yep.
And that was the last stat that they had August of 2017. So, I mean, talk about being incredibly framed, integrity for service to yourself, excellence in all you do. Like, if everyone, every human on the planet lived from this space, what a different world we would have. But there's something just disconnect those individuals feeling fulfilled. Like, why are they not happy with the results that they're producing? Why aren't they giving themselves credit for that to allow themselves to live, you know, a very congruent life with having both fulfillment and achievement?
Yeah,
that's my
they say that the military they say that the military as a whole is one of the most stressful jobs that you could have, you know. And I was like, well, yeah. Like,
yeah,
you know, you have these 18 and 19 year old kids coming into the military and expected to defend freedom, you know. And there's been a huge mindset shift, you know, when you look back. I mean, the military isn't something new. It's not relatively new, you know. And they've had, you know, 18 to 19 year old kids come in the military before, you know, but the mindset was suck it up, buttercup. We got freedom to defend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
World War One, World War Two, Vietnam, sent how many people over there? You know, I think it said like one of the world wars, I can't remember. I had to look up the actual stat. I think like World War One is like the most deaths, like 200 and something thousand people died in like World War, you know. It was a mentality that, well, you signed up, so suck it up, buttercup, you know. But now they're like, well, let's really take in consideration the human aspect of somebody who is joining. You know, let's look at it, because things have changed. You know, we're not going out there and fighting the same types of wars back in World War, Korean War, Vietnam. Like, we're not, it's not the same thing. It's not the guerrilla warfare. You know what I mean? It's precision. It's precise. You don't need people to do it. We have all the missiles and the bombs and the, you see what I'm saying? So
yeah, I
remember when I joined in 2003, my first deployment, you know, I joined in 2001. Got into my first duty station in 2002, and I joined when I was just 18. I joined right as I was 18. So a year later, I'm 19, you know, and I'm at my first duty station in England, and then deployed to Iraq in the 2003, you know, Iraq War. So I was already there in, you know, enduring freedom and Iraqi freedom. Like, I was already there early in 2003. And it was this, I mean, that was the mentality even then. Was like, we have a job to do, you know, we're at war, suck it up, buttercup, you know, and just do it, you know. And guys were coming home messed up. They were coming home with the PTSD. Like, it wasn't something that was thought of, you know, and a lot of people lost their life because of themselves. taking their life, you know. So I fully agree 100% with what you're saying. And now there's a lot of programs in the military, not even just the Air Force, but in the military that are focusing on those who are coming home. And, and you know, we're trying to get away from PTSD. We're calling it post-traumatic growth. It's, they want you to grow through whatever you endure, not just endure.
Love it. Yeah.
So the resilience program that I run here on the base that I'm at is all about is withstanding, recovering, and growing through the adversity, stress, and the changing demands of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it focuses on mental, physical, social, and spiritual domains of resilience. And so resilience in the last 4 years has become like a buzzword. It's a hot topic. It's what everybody cares about. It's, you know, and we've seen self-defeating behaviors. Like literally there's a stat that 36% of the self-defeating behaviors that we've seen in the past are no longer there. They've gotten rid of self-defeating behaviors because of the resilience skills that they now receive. They're now better equipped to manage change effectively, including deployments. When you're going down range and maybe you're getting shot at, or, you know, you're dealing with these things that we have to deal with. So there's a lot of work being done.
Yeah. Well, what's wonderful is that exists in the military, what, you know, for the average individual who isn't in service, they believe is available to them are, you know, the why I love NLP so much is the pace at which things can change versus, you know, spending decades in psychotherapy or, you know, talk therapy, which absolutely 100% has its place. But when you're an individual who doesn't perceive yourself to be mentally ill or having a chemical imbalance,
right,
and you're going through things that you don't even identify them when they're happening. You don't the exhaustion, the chemical imbalances that are occurring in your body because of the diet that you're on or the, you know, how your body is receiving and processing the nutrition that you're, you know, taking with vitamins or food or whatever, like all of that is impacting your person. It's affecting you on a holistic level, like holistically, like, you know, as a whole.
Yep.
And when these things begin to get out of balance because we're pushing and we're grinding and we're crushing it so much, these other side effects of depression start to show up. And as someone who's high achieving, suck it up buttercup, to use your words, you know, like that's still happening for business owners and, you know, other individuals. They're just, and when it happens, you don't understand it. And you feel like you can just power through it. But in actuality, you need to step back, look at it, see, you know, what is going on? That is a valid thing that's occurring to me. So this, I'm not crazy. I'm not making this up. It's not all in my head.
Yeah. And I try to throw this out there as much as we can because people get it kind of twisted that, you know, PTSD and all that stuff, you know, as it is a buzzword and a hot topic, whatever, you don't have to be in the military to have PTSD.
No,
you know, and a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I have PTSD because I was in the military or, you know, I've got this, whatever. But they forget about like childhood trauma that people have gone through.
Yeah.
And now it affects their adult relationships. You know,
exactly.
We forget that people like I always say, like, you never know what people are battling with. You never know what people are struggling with. You never know what people are carrying around with them. You just never know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just remarkable the things that people have been through that, you know, that they don't want to talk about, you know.
Yeah,
and
I feel so honored and blessed to have been led to this the field that I'm in. You know, like people refer to me as a healer, and you know, sometimes that that has a weird, you know, like that feels weird. But, you know, all that means is that when someone comes to me, I'm like, I'm interacting, you know, the format of what I do is massage, right? But it's so much bigger than that. It's way far beyond that. Like, as that person comes in, I'm not looking at them as a body. I'm looking at them as a whole person. And I know that you're doing much the same thing in the work that you do. But, like, I ask so many questions because, just like you're saying, the things that you on the outside, and this goes back to me saying, like, changing the conversation from disgrace, shame, and silence to transparency and, you know, compassion and, you know, being congruent. In order to allow people to make that transition so that they can realize that what they're going through isn't unique to them, you need to ask so many questions and allow them to realize that you are another human being that wants to support them by having them be seen and heard and knowing that they matter and that they belong. And as you ask these questions and they begin to get that sense of security and safety with you, it's amazing the things that you'll find out. And then you begin to see, is this mental? Is it spiritual? Is it, your last guest did such a beautiful job of describing what I do. I've actually been doing emotional body work since 1997, and I believe that the need for it is actually increasing at such a rate that a lot more people are joining me in this field. But I'm not going to go into explaining that. If your listeners didn't listen, whoever now didn't listen to last week, go back and listen to last week, and it'll explain a lot of what I do when it comes to the emotional side of things. But beyond that, I'm looking, you know, like I said, I'm energetic. I'm looking at mental, spiritual. When did this happen? What resources have been installed in the person that I'm working with that are out of their reach at the moment? You know, sometimes, even though you have a massive skill set and tools, you can't access them. There's a mental block to it. You know, somewhere along the line, you've adopted some kind of belief that denying access to the resources that you have. And I, like I said, with these really incredibly gifted, talented people, they actually have the resources to turn around, but they aren't having any conversations to gain access to those resources once again. Mm-hmm. So can come around, it's not a bit, and then
it sounds like what I heard earlier was a little bit of emotional intelligence. You know, you talked about inclusiveness, and you talked about, you know, meeting them where they are, and you know, and it sounds like a little bit of emotional intelligence, like meeting them with empathy rather than sympathy. And and they're finding that when you can, when you have a lot of emotional intelligence, when you can actually utilize this particular skill into situations, they found that just having sympathy, which really is pity, right? Having pity on somebody. And, and really what happens is you have, you know, this it's not really pity, really. I mean, because think about it this way. If somebody dies, you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. You're, like, how many times have we said that? You know what I mean? And you're just like, yeah, thanks, cool. You know, like, you know, but when somebody comes to you with empathy, it, like you said before, I loved the questions because it changes the questions. It changes, you know, the oration that comes out. Instead of saying, you know, oh, how are you feeling? That must be tough. You know what I mean? Like, that's like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss. People say that because they don't know what to say. Like, literally, if you ask me, like, I don't know what to say.
Yes. One of the things that just popped into my head based on what you were sharing is the saying, speak first to understand, not to be understood. And I believe that that is like a life hack on empathy.
Right. definitely. When you can meet people, when you can meet people where they are, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of like, oh, well, you know, that must be, you know, sorry, you know, that's tough. You know, you're just like, well, geez, well, you know what I mean? But so, you know, I had a friend just recently lost her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked up to her, gave her a hug, you know, said, how you doing? I'm getting there. I'm like, yeah, I know when I lost my grandfather, you know, it was really tough. You know, he was my rock. He was our family's rock. He was the spiritual leader, you know, and it's, you know, it's tough when you lose, you know, a family member that you think so. Not to say that, no, not every family member is, you know, highly thought of, but, you know, when it's this one person that you know is the glue of the family, you know, it's tough, you know. She goes, yeah.
Oh, your personal rock.
She was that person, you know. Yeah, and it was just, we connected in that moment, right? And I met her where she was, and I said, okay, well, if you need anything, you know, let me know. And, you know, that was the conversation. It was like, oh, sorry for your loss. You know, if you look at the Facebook, it's like, sorry, like, because we don't know what to say. So, yeah, definitely empathy, meeting them where they are, identifying with, you know what I mean? And like you said, you know, understand first, you know? So is there a... Let's talk about a transformational moment. You know, you kind of touched on it a little bit, and maybe we need to solidify it. Is there a transformational moment that put you on the path to what you're doing right now? Was there a moment in time, had this one thing not happened, everything else would have never happened?
Okay, so I am a girl. Girls like to cry. I'm trying not to. because I don't want pity. Like I, like this, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Thank you, stronger. Thank you. I'm strong enough. So I basically, the exact thing that I'm pointing to with this congruency about, you know, not just allowing the circumstances that you're in, the values that are instilled and installed in you from birth, you know, from your family, from your friends, from your church, you know, from lineage, you know, current roles that you are in, like not allowing those things to take precedence over what your own dreams, desires, needs, and personal values are. Like when that happens, that's when the split occurs and you start being untrue to yourself. My personal experience, how I know this, is that I got into an 8-year relationship with someone who we had so much of the same training, you know, maybe not through the precise same teachers, but we had the same tools and skill sets. And as I went into this relationship, it was a very conscious relationship that I was entering into of like, okay, so we are coming together as two whole individuals who are powerful, high achieving, very intelligent individuals on our own. And as we come together and move forward together, that who we are for each other are the catalyst for being our greatest self, and everything that happens in our lives together is a result of who we are for each other. Now, doesn't that sound amazing? Doesn't that sound like like a bulletproof relationship?
Oh yeah, it sounds way good. Yeah, right? Everybody should enter into one of those. that should be the new hotness. That should be the new standard.
Right? Holy cow. Well, yeah. So one of the things many years ago I wanted to create is something called Transforming I Do. So that's like the place that I would love to see marriage move into. So yes, please.
That would be, oh my God. So right? I don't mean to interrupt, but I'll lose this thought if I don't say it.
Yeah.
So when I hear things, it starts to pop into my head.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm a visionary. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I see this as a spiritual course for newlyweds, like marriage counseling before they get married, right? I see this as an annual conference for couples, maybe a couples retreat. Oh my God, like in Bali or something, or like Australia. like a couple's retreat, like you know, transforming. I do, right?
Yeah.
Because the word transformation. That's why I chose it for my show. The word transformation speaks volumes. The word transformation. You know, the power of that. Just even hearing it means I'm going from one place to another. Right?
Yes.
Transforming I Do could be a worldwide global marriage conference, like retreat even. Oh God, you need to do this.
Okay,
pumped.
Well, because you're taking it there, I'm gonna go there with you. So the whole process of this was me looking at like this whole thing of divorce and like what, you know, and this ties into what I'm doing now too, but it's like when you don't take the time to see what your like NLP, like what is your operating system? So what are your beliefs about marriage? What has been installed and instilled in you about marriage from your family, your culture, your spirit, your church, your this, your that, whatever. Like what is marriage to you? If you don't know what that is, you are not actively going into a new relationship consciously. So, you know, what then we're led to do is, you know, fix being alone, fix being a single parent, fix doing better with taxes, getting health insurance. Like if marriage becomes something that I believe it was never meant to be. And so this process of transforming I Do was this process of looking at what is already there on, you know, running you around marriage and dismantling it, actually choosing what you want it to be going forward. And I Do is an active, it's a right now phenomenon. It's a generative phenomenon. When you get married, you don't say, oh, yeah, I did. Oh, sometime in the future, I will. Or if you, then I. Not right. That, right? Like, it's I Do. It's right now and right now and right now and right now. It is an everyday, every moment, constant choice to be your best self for that partner and bring it. And that's maybe three, possibly five couples I've met that seem to live in the area of what I envision being possible. So, and you know, and then with like all of these things that are happening with relationships and like all of these, I mean, there's so much going on around that it became, it just seemed really huge and important.
Yeah.
Take on. I'm not opposed to taking it on at some point in the future. I'm not short on ideas for transformation. I am an idea accelerator. Give me a seed.
Yeah.
In 10 minutes, I'll give you a maple tree.
I like it. I like where your mind's at. That's funny. But that's good, though. Like, you know, because you have to go through that, right? I mean, that's kind of part of the process. And when you can hit that head on, you know, mm-hmm. I feel like it's an asset, you know, like,
yeah.
You know, just a couple of minutes ago, I was like, oh my gosh, I can see this, you know, and you always have to keep one of us around, you know, as the visionaries, you know, because we'll start just conjuring things up and go, okay, it should be this and this and this is what I see. And then we need somebody else who's not like that to kind of reel us back in. Be like, okay, squirrel, come over here.
Yeah.
Come over here. So,
well, bringing it back to the story, which is great. We just covered that because I, in this relationship, I took that on. I was like, every single day, every single moment, I do, I do, I do, I do. What do you need? Great. Let's do that. Oh, your family needs this. Let's do that. You know, he was a crazy, amazing golf player. Like he was a, what is it? Plus two, like better than scratch, whatever. He was crazy. During the course of our relationship, I created like affirmations for like his swings and, you know, like everything that I could possibly do to cause and support him in being successful resulted in him on the Golf Channel Amateur Tour being number one for Southern California and Los Angeles. Like he was number one that year in 2009. And I know, like, as I said, what we created as a relationship that I fulfilled on my part of like, I know that result, I caused that result as a team. What I how I supported you and how I continue to say, I do. What is it going to take? Let's do this. That those results were produced in his life. Now, it took 8 years before I realized that I was the only one saying I do. And the amount of effort and energy, because like I was so committed to, you know, having a great relationship, that my focus was no longer on what my personal needs, wants, desires, dreams, and values were. And little by little, I became smaller and smaller and less happy and felt more and more alone. And it was, and once again, I couldn't see it. Like I was experiencing it and I was fighting it. And, you know, it got so bad that, this is horrible, I'm admitting this to the world. I buy a bottle of wine and drink it before going in the house.
Wow.
I know, to deal with how alone, like I needed to numb myself to the point that I couldn't even go in the house unless I was numb. And
that's insane.
It was horrible. It was horrible. And that wasn't the worst of it. It like it was the turning point where, you know, I got like, wow, you know what? I love you. I will always love you. I think you're an incredible person, but this is a very one-sided relationship. And as many times as we have conversations about this, like nothing is shifting. And I'm lying to myself to think after this long with this pattern that I've seen, like you've shown me who you are. You've shown me what you're committed to by where you spend your time, your energy, and your money. And I'm not a priority. And I can't make someone else a priority in my life who isn't going to be, it's not going to be reciprocal. And I think that, you know, where a lot of us as business owners end up is we're giving without making sure that we're doing business with people who are going to reciprocate and going to be equal in our, you know, business partnerships, in the clients that we serve. Like both individuals have to show up equally as powerful in order to have a successful outcome. So, you know, I was able to just end that. And then it was like this crazy pendulum swing from having completely forgotten the essence of who I am, like no longer having access to my, like, experiencing my greatness and accessing all my tools and resources, to like, who am I? Like, you know, and like all the crap that was in my head, like the shame and the guilt of like, how did I get here? How did I let myself, I'm smarter than this. I know better than this. How did I allow my life to get to this? And, you know, like feeling like it's definitely the road less traveled. Like where is the damn path?
Oh yeah.
Back on track. Right. And, I didn't leave.
Definitely. Yeah.
So, you know, then that's when, you know, the whole, you know, fighting to basically, this was definitely the most productive part of my most recent life. Like I went into mass, like production. Okay, I built my massage business academy to help massage therapists launch and grow their practice, because I'd already done it 3 different times in 3 different cities. You know, I got that down. I know how to do that. I'm an excellent mentor in that regard. I'm producing, and I'm trying to make up, you know, quote, make up for lost time for the 8 years felt like I lost, like where I felt like in that 8 year period, I put my life on hold, and now I had to get it back as fast as possible. And that is when I reached maximum fatigue and exhaustion and overwhelm and an even greater level of depression.
Yeah, that happens.
And to the outside world, once again, they're like, wow, man, things are going so great for you. Wow, look at all this stuff you're creating. Look at how successful. Wow, this is amazing. And on the inside, I was dying because I was letting that image speak for reality, and it wasn't my reality at all. And so that's like where it clicked for me. It's like that question, I got the answer to the question I had been asking, like, how does one who has all these tools and skills and resources and intelligence, emotional intelligence, you know, and whatever, how do they get here? This is how. I'm here. It's me. I'm that person.
Yep.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Now that I have the answer to that question, let's ask a new and better question.
Oh, yeah. I always find that you get, if you yeah. ask better questions, you get better answers, which leads to better results.
Yes. And so that's like where this whole, you know, congruency thing is like, okay, I have to start being congruent, being vulnerable, sharing where I'm at. And as I did, I began to hear, oh my God, I'm not alone. And, you know, my name means, Yvonne means courageous heart. So I think I was like born with this ability to like be courageous, take risks. And I typically am more vulnerable and transparent than people around me. And maybe that's why since age 9, people have come to me because they've noticed that gift. So I feel like somehow I was able to express, you know what, Sean, do we have time for me to sing a song that I wrote about this?
We got about 10 minutes.
Oh, yes. I'll make it. Okay. Cause this is like the story. So, cause it's about grace. So, here we go. Feeling so all alone, and I'm out of control, like I'm out at the ocean and I'm sinking fast. Feels like I'm ready to go. Can't let anyone know that it would be so easy to just go under. Where was the point that I lost myself? How did it come to this? Something's missing. I don't even recognize myself no more. How can I find the strength face my fears, go back to the love of my family, the support of my friends, back to the place where I belong, the joy of my passion, the rich experiences of the values that keep me strong? Can I conquer the madness, disappointment, and sadness? Feel this deep hole inside me, will the pain ever end? Will I learn to let go so that I can be whole? Ride the waves of forgiveness back home to me. Grace is the place that I find myself. Now that I've come to this, I see nothing's missing, and I finally recognize myself once more. Now that I have the strength, I can face my fears, go back to the love of my family, the support of my friends, back to the place where I belong, the joy of my passion, the rich experiences, all the values that keep me strong. So if something's missing and you're about to go under, you gotta find the strength to face your fears. Call on me. Grace and courage, you can come back home. When you ride the waves of forgiveness, you're gonna be set. Time now, go back to your family, back to your friends, back to the place where you belong. And that sums up my story. story, my path, the solutions, my opportunity to take people through a process of going from, you know, where they have been in this place of silent desperation, shame, guilt, pity, anger, to a place of grace and freedom and, you know, independence, independence, 4th of July.
Wow.
Thank you so much for letting me sing that, because I feel
wow.
It really takes it. It's the whole enchilada.
Awesome. Very, very cool. Very, very, very cool. So, wow. So as we wrap up,
yes.
Quickly talk about what it is that really, like, what it is that you do and what you enjoy most about it.
So what I do, I'm able to take people through this process of, you know, becoming congruent, looking at the, you know, like, once again, what has been installed instilled and installed in you, and begin to look at what is serving you and no longer serving you, and what your personal needs, goals, dreams, desires are, and finding where the overlap is, so that you can create a life that has, you know, that you get to play and win at the sign. You get to have fulfillment and success and achievement at the same time. So I can do that when people are local, you know, I can do that in person, one-on-one, on the table, where it includes massage. And if it's not local, then I can take people through a process, you know, over the phone, be it Zoom or Skype or FaceTime or whatever, to, like, begin them on this path of becoming congruent and having a life of play and, you know, winning and playing. And this is a process. Typically, you know, everybody has a program, right? So a 90-day process of, like, discovering that, like, what is there to release? What is there to be healed from? And now what are you creating from that space? And having both the support to express what that is, what, you know, all of the different things that you're talking about, what the adversity and the stress and life-changing demands that are coming at you, like, how do you take those in, bring your new goals and desires into play, so that you can actually create the life that you are meant to live, and live your purpose and your mission and your vision, and make the difference that you're meant to make on the planet. So,
perfect.
My bio has, like, all of the qualifications, but, you know,
sure,
over 20 years and nearly 30,000 hours of working with people, I have heard probably everything you could possibly imagine.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, like, this bio can't even possibly, it's the tip of the iceberg as far as, like, real life experience of working with people and really honing that skill of being compassionate and empathetic and allowing people to, like, let go of what is no longer serving them and embrace their best self.
Boom. Love it. So talk about some of the resources. You have a free gift.
Yes.
In the show notes, there is a free gift that everybody can click on. But talk about some of the resources that you used, or some resources that you currently have, that they can play at the next level, right? They can play to win.
Yes. So I would say one, you know, resources, so many. Mentors have been so huge in my life. Like, in the last 20 years, I've probably invested around $100,000 in the different mentorships that I've had. And I've been mentored by the best of the best, be it in business or metaphysical names. You know, I'll put them someplace so I don't rattle them off here, but, like, very recognizable people, very high level people. And, you know, I think that the openness of being able to see so many different perspectives and ways to approach a situation gives me the opportunity to serve at a very high level. And so I would say resources, we're not short on free resources. You can YouTube anything. You can go on the podcasting sites and find anything you need. I would say as a resource, becoming self-reliant, what is it that you're looking for? Like, put together a list of questions that is going to support you in searching for and finding those, what those resources are. If you don't, you know, a map is useless if you don't know where you are. So,
right? So
find out where you are and what the resources that you believe will allow you to live your best, you know, the next phase, to up level, go to your next edge and break through it, and create that list so that you know what it is that you're actually attracting to yourself as resources. But for me personally, I do have the video series on getting more energy now. And inside of that, like when you opt into that video series, I will take you through 10 different strategies that will allow you to get more energy in your life, become more congruent, create that balance between your personal life and your work life so that you are having fulfillment and success at the same time. And during that video series, I'll actually allow provide an invitation for you to work with me, you know, on a strategy session that doesn't cost anything, to help you break through as you go through that series. If you run into a block, help you break through that block. And then obviously you'll know what it's like to work with me and have an opportunity to work more long-term with me. So definitely opt in. Right now you can just go, you don't even have to do the /, for energy on the homepage. It will eventually live on the /energy. So yeah. And they can call me directly.
There you go. Perfect. I love it.
Anything else?
So as we close, I always do a shameless plug. You can plug friends, quotes, websites, Facebook, products, movies, give a shout out, whatever it is, deliver a message, whatever it is, this is your time to shine. Shameless plug moment.
Okay. Go. So I absolutely want to connect with any of your listeners who have a similar story to I that I have shared, not like specific details, but you are someone who is an overachiever and you definitely went to the edge of producing massive, crazy results only to find out that you weren't living a life of fulfillment. Like, I want you to contact me, go to the show notes and contact me, so that we can like figure out when I can get you on the Play to Win podcast, so that your story can be a message and a light to other people. I would love people to go to thevoicevitality.com to connect with me, be it work here in LA or over the phone, so that I can, you know, so I can give back, pay it forward, all of the stuff that I've been through in order to serve others. Like, I want to serve more. I am right now moving toward doing keynote concerts. So if anyone so this is, you know, similar to what we just did. I told some stories and I sang a song that put a nice bow on it. So I can take certain messages, certain topics, and, you know, create a keynote concert that's perfect for your corporation, your business, your team, your leadership, like whatever limitation that you're experiencing in your culture. I can create a keynote concert that will allow you to go to the next level and build that camaraderie and connection and collaboration that is missing. And so you can always go to thenetworkexpert.com.
Awesome. So as we close, can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action today?
So I like what Dolly Parton says. I'm a singer.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that I'm like a country fan, really, but I just love this quote so much. Don't get so busy making a living that you forget to make a life.
Oh, don't forget. Don't forget.
Don't get so busy making a living that you forget to make a life.
Don't get so busy making a living that you forget to make a life. Huh. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very cool. I like it. That's a great way to end the show. Amazing.
Okay. Time for fireworks.
So this was absolutely amazing. Absolutely incredible. And I just want to thank you so much for your time. And this is going to be an incredible, this is going to change lives. I mean, just listening to this, I promise you, this episode, I have a feeling that someone's going to read this or listen to this.
Yes.
Someone's going to listen to this and they're going to change lives.
Well, thank you, John, so much for allowing me to come on your podcast and share my story and my offerings. I'm so grateful. And this conversation was like fast and full of so much. So it was, I had a total blast. You're a great podcaster. I'm so happy to know you.
Oh, thank you. We'll have to have you back for like a follow-up episode because we didn't even get a chance to talk about the podcast, like really dig into like the Play to Win podcast. And so if I wanted to listen to the show, where can I find the show?
So it's going to be the playtowinpodcast.com. playtowinpodcast.com. It is not live yet. I am currently doing interviews. So I have not yet launched.
So you're going to drop like 4 episodes right at once, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Yep.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
So Yvonne, this has been amazing, and I look forward to that. I'll subscribe to that show because I'm sure it's going to be incredible. And I want, again, to just thank you for your vulnerability, your transparency, and living the truest you that you did here with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great one.
Life Transformation Radio listeners, if anything resonated with the show, you can go to iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Google Play Music app, wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts, and go ahead and subscribe and even download the shows. Share it out. If you think anybody needs to hear anything that's on the show, share it out to them. And I ask that you rate and review the show so that we know how we're doing. And it gets, you know, people noticing the show. If anything that you've heard today, if you resonate with Yvonne and her mission, she would like you to join her at the intersection of playful possibility and rapid expansive growth. You can get in touch and stay connected with her at her email address, thevitalityvixen@thevoiceofvitality.com. Or you can go to giftme.life for her free life-transforming 5-day optimal life challenge. And last but not least, if you're an entrepreneur and if you think you would be a great guest for her Play to Win podcast, she is actually currently taking applications. So send her an email if you want to be on her show, and hopefully I'll be sending an email very soon for that show. So, Yvonne, do you have a quick strategy to instantly start living a life of fulfillment?
I say tune in to your own inner wisdom and stop looking for all of the answers from other people.
Oh, I love that. You know, just to add to that, it is crazy that we live in the reality of what other people think about us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right? I mean, we live in the reality of what others think about us. We're so worried about what the next person's going to think, what this person's going to think. Am I good enough? We put so much energy into that than just living our truth.
Marilyn Monroe said, "It's none of my business with what anyone else thinks about me."
There you go. Stop counting everybody else's blessings.
Yes.
Putting some
count
weight
your own.
Into what other people think about it.
Count your
right?
own blessings and be grateful for them.
Exactly.
Gratitude.
Perfect.
Results. Yes.
Yep. Exactly. So this has been amazing. This has been, oh my gosh, incredible, incredible episode. I love this. So again, thank you for your time. And as I close the show, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call this living your brand. So until next episode, have a great night.